Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's, 7:35 on Tuesday morning. Get her done Tuesday, also St. Patrick's Day. It's the sun is up. Is it sunny where you are, Vinny? I saw sunny day.
Hold on. Let me look.
Yeah, take a look.
I haven't had a chance peek out there.
It was freezing yesterday.
Clouds downtown. Looks nice out here, though. Blue skies.
Nice.
Slightly cloudy. Beautiful.
Yeah,
that flag is not moving at all. That flag is just, you know.
Blue skies. It's beautiful out.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Don't go out there, everyone.
Oh, I'm going out.
I'm kidding, actually. They say, you know, yes, if you see someone else, make sure you give them a wide berth and give them a pleasant wave. But yeah, get out there and get some fresh air.
Trip out on this.
Okay, I'm ready
to trip.
So
I'm walking out my front door yesterday for our, as I told you, my Christina printed a schedule that we're going to be working with to keep the kids sort of on.
I love that. I think it's great.
I think you got to do it. I mean, mm-hmm. I know that there's probably plenty of parents out there wondering, and that's what she did. So maybe it's worth a try. You can find them online, I think. So anyway, we're walking out the front door, and neighbors were walking. It's weird how that works, isn't it? That you open your door and there's people walking by.
Yep.
We waited. We like waved. I'm like, hey, how you doing? But we waited for them to pass before we went out.
Well, that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
It feels rude. It's, you know, to cross the street when you're approaching someone as you're walking the loop or wherever, you know, you walk
to. We did that too.
You got to do it. And you give them a friendly smile and a wave. Everybody knows what's up.
Right.
But don't let politeness get you infected.
It happened with me and Kim Wonderly here. We were talking downstairs in the garage, and one elevator hits, and she goes, I'm going to hop in the other one. I go, okay, see you later.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? You know? I mean, I think everybody gets it. So anyway, hit Vinny's news sounder. Let's get going.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. For those of you working from home or thinking about or figuring out how to do that, you can stream our station. You can use Radio.com. It's an app. You get it. You put it on your phone, and then you can listen to radio wherever you go. Even if you go take your walk, you can bring us with you.
Yeah, we'd love to go. We're super bored. Take us with you, please.
Absolutely. Please do. Radio.com.
Get us out of the house.
All right, so I did promise you a little bit of good news. So here is some good, good-ish coronavirus stories. Something called the Kindness Postcard has been making the rounds on social media. It's a card you can print out, put in your neighbor's mailboxes in case they need assistance. You list your name, your phone number, and it says to call if they need groceries, supplies, or even just someone to talk to. So that's a nice way to, you know, make contact with your neighbors and let them know that you're there for them without actually, you know, knocking on their front door.
What is so sweet about that, and in general, I think that, you know, let's look for silver linings. Like, lots of us don't know our neighbors. We are all, you know, isolation is not actually that new to a lot of us. And I think that that's wonderful. Like, even hearing about, you know, this friend of ours that was standing out and had a neighborhood meeting, everyone standing 10 feet apart on the street, or putting a note in somebody's box saying, hey, here's my name and phone number, I'm your neighbor, and if you need anything, let me know. Like, that's beautiful.
It's called the Kindness Postcard.
I love it.
And you can print it out. It's all over the place. So just look that up, print it, and if you can, share that with your neighbors so they know that you're there for them.
That is a lovely story, Vinny.
A landlord in Maine announced on social media that he's not charging his tenants rent next month.
Oh.
He's calling on other landlords around the country to follow suit.
Well, good luck with that.
Well, look, I heard, and I don't have the announcement in front of me, but I believe Newsom is working on a way to keep people from getting thrown out of their homes who can't pay rent, at least for a month here during this work stoppage. So I do believe our government is looking into ways to keep people from suffering too much from this.
It's about to get real. For some people, it's like, okay, it's a road bump. For other people, it's, oh my God, if I don't make my money, I don't pay my rent, I don't have a place to live. I mean, it's dire.
Right. Well, if you look at the headline in the Merck News today for Tuesday, March 17th. Oh, happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
Oh, happy St.
Patrick's Day. Seven Bay Area counties locked down. That's the headline. Yep. So there's no doubt that the streets are more empty and people are in lockdown. And yes, it's going to get real a couple weeks from now when it continues to be the case.
Is BART shut down? Is Caltrain shut down?
I hadn't seen the latest on that, but I know they're losing. There's another situation where it's probably going to, they're going to need a bailout.
Yeah. Well, like nobody's riding public. Right. I mean, that's why I'm just wondering, did they just shut the whole damn thing down? Because there's a whole other set of people who aren't making money right now. Yeah, we're going to need help, and we're going to need to help each other.
Restaurants
should forgive a month, I guess.
Right. As restaurants have been, first it was... Only be at half capacity, and then it was no more dining rooms, certainly no buffets. Celebrity chef, and I don't know this guy, Jose Andres.
I don't know.
You know that name? He owns a lot of restaurants anyway. Even before they were ordered to shut down, he closed up shop, turned a bunch of his restaurants into community kitchens, and is feeding people around the neighborhood.
Wow. Yeah, you know, this is going to bring out the best and worst in people. You know, some people will step up and be amazing, like that guy and, you know, the people who are putting out the kindness postcard. And other people will hack you and, you know, take the money you've lost on the stock market already.
Many people have written in as we talk about, can you work from home? And if you can, do. And some of the stuff that we've been texted is, I run my own business. I can't work from home.
Right.
And Pete, there are plenty of people out there who are dependent on daily customers to make their rent and bills. And an owner of a cupcake shop in Washington State was worried the outbreak would drive her out of business, but she's doing okay because people are buying cupcakes and sending them to nurses, teachers, and first responders. Oh, how rad's that?
It's great. Vinny, this is a good news break.
I told you I'd give you some good news. It took a minute, but
I've
got some. Grocery stores have started offering special early morning hours when only the elderly are allowed to shop. So this is an opportunity for them to get their shopping done since they're up anyway. You know, old people, they can't sleep.
Sure.
And then you can avoid exposure to large crowds by getting in there early, getting your stuff, and getting home before the regular business hours.
And do you have any info on where people could find out if that's happening in our area or in their particular area?
I don't, but I will look that up next and hopefully be able to tell you. I think that is going to be, you know how all this news is fluid and it's changing even as we speak? I have a feeling that is something you're going to see put in place almost universally because it's the smartest thing to do.
Right.
I did see a text from someone, and I don't know if this is true. I haven't been out. I didn't go out at all yesterday other than to walk the neighborhood. But they're saying that some stores are only letting 10 at a time or 5 at a time go in.
I even heard there were places that are letting one person in at a time.
And that,
you know, so now there's this huge line with a 10-foot distance between everybody out there.
Right. So that is something that is happening. And I haven't seen that or dealt with that. The one time... was it Saturday? I went out early and I didn't have any problems actually. And there were no lines. And while they did say, the guy, I told you this already though, the guy at Target gets on his walkie talkie and he's like, can I sell more than one baby wipe package? And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Why would you ask that? Of course I need two of these. I have a baby.
Yeah. Here's my proof.
Right. Photos. And I showed the photo of the kid, but the truth is, and I didn't realize this because of the run on toilet paper, many people had shifted their buying over to the wet wipes.
Right. Which, by the way, people, no matter if they say flushable on them or not, those are not flushable.
Right.
Like the people who run our sewer systems are like, please stop flushing those. So if you haven't heard that lately, you know, they're not an option for a flushable wipe. You can use them. have a little plastic bag.
Put them in your trash can.
Yeah, they go in the trash can, not down into our public sewers.
I was out yesterday, and Trader Joe's had a huge line in front of it.
Who did?
Trader Joe's.
What time was this at, Bryn?
This was around 11 a.m. It was a long line, and they were letting about 5 in at a time, I think.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And every time 5 people went in, they went, "Hey, man, there's nothing in here."
Well, I don't know. I guess you'll get whatever you can get at that point, right? You've waited
in
line.
I don't care. I'm filling my cart, and these Madras lentils are going to last me forever. That's all they have left.
Right. Mm-hmm. Going to have to last you. Hey, a couple quick stories. So one of the things that, Sarah, you had mentioned earlier is many people with gig jobs or many people are finding themselves unable to pay their bills.
Yeah.
2,000 jobs have opened up at Safeway, Andronico's, and Vons due to coronavirus needs, as grocery stores do need to stay open. So they are looking to hire a lot of people in Northern California, Western Nevada, and Hawaii. Of course, are in Northern California, and there's a possible new job waiting for you. So
there you go.
There's one thing to consider. Another is Amazon, and this looks to be nationally, but also here locally. Amazon plans to hire 100,000 warehouse and delivery workers amid the coronavirus shutdowns as they're dealing with unprecedented online orders and deliveries. So this is another place where you're going to see opportunities.
One industry goes down and another one goes up.
Well, and you know, this is an opportunity for you who find yourself needing to hustle. There's some work for you.
Yep. That's great. Well, there it is. You know, there are going to be people who will look for opportunities to figure this whole thing out. Although, if you're afraid of leaving your house, that's not going to help you.
Right. No, I understand that. But these grocery stores, who knew on the list of people that we would be, that we would owe a great debt of gratitude to and more possibly. We've already know, thank you, fire. Thank you, police. Thank you, nurses, doctors. Thank you, grocery workers who are keeping the grocery stores open. Who knew?
As it turns out, we need those people.
Yeah, we do. Desperately.
And they need more of them.
Mm-hmm. So this next story is just one of those polls. If someone offers you a handshake right now, do you?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to go no, too. Although, I did shake Yule's hand when he came through.
Oh, right.
Out of habit.
You know, it was funny because we all jokingly did the elbow bump.
Mm-hmm.
We even put up a picture on Instagram with all of us separated by 6-7 feet. You know, it was hard to squeeze all of us into the, and then we're ha 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 in the final picture. We all have our arms slung around each other. I'm like,
right.
Oh my God, hilarious joke. Turns out it wasn't funny at all.
Anyway, I think this poll just brings up an opportunity to remind people you need to not shake hands.
Yeah.
You just need to not.
And maybe that, you know, I hate to say it, maybe that social performance that we do all the time needs to change in general. A lot of people had stopped doing it anyway. People want the fist bump, or they want,
you know what? For years, I didn't, I avoided that. I would consider myself a germaphobe for sure. But over time, what I realized is there are certain rituals that mean stuff to people. And while I'm down if we decide that we want to get rid of the handshake, I did start to just stop fighting that and go, you know what? If someone sticks out their hand, this was pre-coronavirus,
right,
I'm going to shake it because I appreciate that. It's a gesture.
And it's a social
norm. An important gesture.
Yeah.
Now I think we're seeing that get punted. But,
well, if someone sticks out their hand, stick out your elbow and go, Corona.
Yeah, no, I think right now we all know not to do that. I think that it'll be interesting.
We're not seeing anyone anyway. I haven't had the opportunity to shake anybody's hand in a week. So.
Right. It'll be interesting to see if that comes back, though, when we all... And how weird is it going to be to like go, all right, we're going back to work Monday.
I know.
Like,
it's gonna
weird,
be really
huh?
Weird.
We're all going to be seeing each other for the first time in a week or 3 or 5 or more.
And more, Vinny. I mean, you know, I think that we're As of yesterday, there are seven counties, and I'm sure there will be more added to the list, that are shut down. If you're not essential, you don't leave your house. April 7th. That's still a few weeks out from now. And that's the initial date.
That is the headline in the Merc today. Seven Bay Area counties locked down.
Yep.
Residents banned from leaving homes except for essential work, food, and services. And the long lines, it appears, are showing up at grocery stores. So,
Instacart, baby.
Yeah. And order early and often because they are days out from making deliveries.
We placed an order Saturday night that we're going to get, we think, tomorrow evening. That was when our estimated delivery time was. And even things like Amazon, like people count on that two-day delivery. You know, you think, oh, and one day even. Sometimes you order it in the morning and it shows up that night. I ordered a new jigsaw puzzle. I don't know what we did with all our jigsaw puzzles. We used to have a stack of, I must have donated them or something, but I'm like, I'm going to go get a jigsaw puzzle. We're going to do a jigsaw puzzle together. I got no jigsaw puzzles. I'm like, where the hell's all? So I go on Amazon and I think they're saying Saturday.
I'm like, oh, well.
No more two-day delivery, people. I don't care if you're Prime or not.
One of the things that we rediscovered last, because I have an Xbox. I never play it, ever. Uh-huh. But last night, we started looking into what kind of games can we get that we can play with the kids or something that will entertain them that isn't television, you know, isn't just sit there. So they did one of the dance games last night.
Oh, that's fun. I think I saw your wife posted something like it had filters that it was cute. I liked it.
Yeah. So they did the dance. It's whatever that dance game is. And I think we're going to end up trying to download some more today because, you're going to have to find ways to entertain each other that, you know, okay, you've done what, an hour of television. Yeah. What next?
I know it has really. I find myself sitting around the house going, I feel like I got 1,000 things to do, but I don't have those. Like, I'm just stir crazy. I feel twitchy.
You know what I did yesterday?
What?
I started working on our Return to the Studio song that we'll play to open our show. So I was, did you say Basket Case or did you say She? What did you decide on?
Either one of those. That's fine. I know them well enough that I'll just.
I started on Basket Case.
Great.
And
Case it is.
It's going to be super fun. I got to play guitar for like an hour and a half yesterday.
Oh, my God.
It was so great.
You're going to be a rock star by the time we get
back. I would love to be good at guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would love it.
You've got plenty of time to woodshed. Go for it.
I'm going to do that. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Ooh. While we are not in the studio, I do have the program here where I can get texts. So let me read some of the stuff that you guys sent us. Husband and I are both exempt from the quarantine lockdown as I work in healthcare and he in a grocery store. Kids are out of school, trying to keep our sanity. Mm.
Oh, boy.
So they still get to go to work and the kids are home.
And, you know, that's tough for someone who has someone little that they were dropping off at daycare or, you know, elementary school, someone who can't be left home alone and yet is still part of the essential workforce. That's tough. You know, now you can't work. You've got to take care of those kids.
Right.
Oh, boy. Boy, people, everybody's got their individual challenges. We really need to have some patience with people and be extra good humans.
Add a thank you to the medical assistants and receptionists on the front lines of primary care. Thank you for being on the air. I so appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to, we can't really list everyone, but I do want to mention that many of us owe a great debt to the people who are going to stay out there and have to be there to help the sick and then help make sure we have food. Like we're, you know, that's, and by the way, I'll re-mention the story out there in the news today is that there is no shortage of food. So while grocery stores are having trouble keeping stuff on the shelves due to stockpiling, we have no problems in terms of food shortages. It's just a matter of it getting onto the shelves.
Yep. The supply chain is there. Don't worry. There's more food coming. A lot. Was it you who said a lot of places are posting up when their next delivery is going to be? Don't worry. We'll have this on this date.
Yes. They're putting up signs. Another reminder. Thank all the garbage collectors. Yes. That would be
Thank you.
Extremely difficult to deal with.
Those freaking raccoons are going crazy out there.
I talked to a Trader Joe's employee yesterday. He explained that they restock every night and there is a line of people waiting to get in the next morning. They let a bunch of people in initially, but then make them wait and let more people in as people leave. He says he's looking forward to their shortened hours because it will give the employees time to shop for themselves.
Oh, I wondered about that. If you work in a grocery store and you're like, I need toilet paper, you're the first one to have access to the supply chain when it comes in. You set that aside, have your own little spot where later before you leave, you buy it, I guess.
Sure, it seems like a perk of the gig, right?
Sure, definitely.
We get into concerts for free.
Yeah, we get free CDs. You know, for people who like CDs.
Right.
It's great.
And have a place to put them.
Right.
What do I do with this?
I don't know. Is there a slot on the side of this thing anymore?
What is this, a coaster? What is this thing?
Oh, a coaster. That's nice.
Anyway, thank you so much for sending in texts and keep doing so. 800-400-3697. The second day of our at-home broadcast continues after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.